This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, buddy. It's Rick and Eva. We're just thinking about maybe evacuating because we've been on the edge of it for a long time, and we might have a mandatory evacuation here within the next hour, so we might be on the road. And we're going to come see you. Thanks. Call me.
This is too much. I sent that. That was an actual voicemail from Rick and Eva Rosovich, Hollywood Rick, and he sent me that voicemail last week, and I sent it to Richard, and I said, let's play this, and I completely forgot about it, and by chance, we're going to do the first segment with Hollywood Rick Rosovich. Met him, sold him a house in Santa Barbara, he and his lovely wife, Eva, and then we sold the house, and then he slid back to Ojai, where he used to live for 20 years, working in Hollywood and commuting to Ojai. He was Slider in Top Gun, he was in Roxanne, Terminator, Navy SEALs. First year of ER, beat out George Clooney as the love interest, Pacific Blue, various TV shows, Murder, She Wrote, I just saw one with him. He played Rebecca's boyfriend in the last few episodes. The last episode was supposed to be one episode of Cheers. They wanted him to film more episodes, but he had a movie to do, so he told him to kiss off, and now he's not on Cheers, which I'll never forgive him for. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Hollywood Rick Rosovich.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good. We're hanging in there, man. We kind of like, I want to say thank you to KEYT, who's like they've gone I don't know, like 30 hours of nonstop coverage. We didn't have that in Ojai the first 4 or 5 days. There was no information. It was kind of hard, but we hung in here.
And since then, so you've been at least, and there's great websites and the fire maps, and so where are you in terms of Ojai?
But all these sites they're generally a few hours behind. So in real time, it leaves you kind of grasping for what's going on. We're right in the middle of Ojai, practically at the Y. If anybody knows Ojai, Highway 33, 150, right before you go into the main drag. It's kind of the nexus of the town, the Vons, the Ojai Valley Inn, the hospital. We got lucky and got a really nice townhome, which is perfect for us because we go back and forth to Sweden. And that's why we left Santa Barbara, really, just to get back to Ojai, where my wife has all her interests and her friends. And so I left Santa Barbara after a few years, but it's interesting to watch Ojai about 2 to 3 miles wide, maybe 8 to 10 miles, 12 miles long, a sliver, not unlike what you see along the ocean from Carpinteria, up to Hope Ranch or whatever. Just like this sliver of humanity, and this huge fire-breathing dragon just on top of our backs. Ojai was completely surrounded, completely blackened, and now you guys are getting your taste, and it's. We just hope the winds kind of keep carrying us, to salvation, and it burns up into some areas where it's been burnt before, and it kind of just kind of falls in on itself and just dies. That would be the best scenario.
Do you have almost now, because you had such fires, do you have now a natural fire break surrounding you?
Well, I guess, but you saw what happened up there in Northern California, and once, you get a firestorm going through a residential area, it just... That's like an explosion, too, because there's so much combustible stuff that's just kind of not nature that will just burn. And that's the fear. It could, with these winds, it could a lot of charcoal laying on the ground, it can ember up and start flying, and all of a sudden you have a bunch of roofs on fire. So, but I guess the mandatory evacuation order of Ojai is over, and people are repopulating here, so they're confident enough, and my God, when you see like 500 or 600 fire, engines surrounding this whole thing, but the circumference of the fire is so big that you think about 6,000 men and how somebody has to sleep at some time. Still, it's kind of like we're hanging in there by the grace of these really brave people. Hats off to them.
My guest is Rick Rosovich.
I played a fireman in Roxanne. It was one of the funnest. It was one of the funnest parts of my career because I got to play a fireman. It was so fun to ride in the back of a fire engine and to be with fire people and learn about fire procedures. And, that was the backdrop of our story, the Cyrano de Bergerac with Steve Martin. Also a resident up there, I take it.
I know he was in Santa Barbara.
He was.
I forgot that. You know, I've seen Roxanne, and it's so funny. I met you several years ago. You had been retired, and I just don't know you as a Hollywood guy. I just know you as Rick.
Whatever happened to, that's how you know me now. Whatever happened to Rick Rossovich?
as he joked before we came on the air, we were going to title the segment Celebrity Bonfires or Bonfires of the Vanities. We don't know how many celebrities. We got Ellen up here in Santa Barbara vacating and Oprah. And coming up in the next segment and the next two segments, we're going to interview an architect and builder. And I had been hearing about these self-closing vents for attic vents that are ember resistant. And then when the heat gets bad enough, they literally close up.
Interesting. Smart idea.
So you were in an area that you were supposed to evacuate, and instead of evacuating, you hunkered down?
Well, with us, the nice thing with us, the American Red Cross set up at the high school, which is kind of within a mile of our place. So, and I was here in a complex. We have about almost 70 units, and there were some really brave individuals, some elderly ladies in their 80s who have been through many fires. The first one, she was in a fire here in Ohio when she was 11. They've seen it all, and they weren't about to leave, and I wasn't about to leave them. And so we kind of, I kept tabs on people. A lot of people left, of course, and it's a prudent thing to do. It lets people have the right, you know, the firemen have a way to get to their task. But we just would have to literally walk across to the Nordhoff gymnasium where they have the American Red Cross. We went there several times to be supportive and to have contact. And I can't, you know, tell you how wonderful everyone's really, you know, reacted to this whole thing. And so we felt like we weren't in the way, and we were probably better served just to stay home and just kind of be, you know, quasi first responders, I call it.
and leave the resources for other people who were in more of need.
Exactly. Like hotel rooms. And we have a lot of friends who went all the way to Pismo or, you know, Cambria. They, you know, went south, went north. I mean, and sadly, I know two people who lost their houses, and the fire chased them all. They lost their house within the first couple hours up in the upper Ojai, both of them. And the fire, they went to Rincon Beach, Bates Beach, and the fire chased them all the way to there, Mark. It was just terrible, this whole ordeal for some people. For us, we were just kind of holding our line, and we're all good.
I had a client, my guest, Rick Rossovich, who I have affectionately dubbed Hollywood Rick, and his lovely wife, Eva, and used to live in Ojai in a up in the hills. I wonder, how's that old? You had a couple acres,
well,
a big house?
We were worried about that because we had a beautiful house by a case study architect, J.R. Davidson, and it sits in a beautiful oak forest up in Besant Meadows, and these are all open meadows. And if you look at a map, the center of town has these really protected, beautiful meadows that are just, they're ready to go up because they're so dry, and that's just the way nature is right now. But that was our real worry, that a house we loved so much for 20 years would, but it's safe, and it's, most of all, Ojai is safe. I mean, I think we lost some houses. The final tally isn't out there yet, but we've heard some anecdotal information where some houses were lost within the, you know, the city limits, kind of, so.
So right now you feel... You feel safe, but you don't feel secure. You don't know.
Oh, no, I feel good. No, we packed up in a hurry, got my truck loaded with a lot of personal possessions, paintings and things that my wife's an artist, and we wanted, and we were ready to go, and then the first wave passed, and then we took the truck apart, we repacked it, we're ready to go again, and then held tight another night. But then, you know, I think the tipping point was, it was, I guess, Wednesday when the cavalry arrived. You know, the Tuesday and Wednesday nights, it was a little bit tenuous because we didn't have the amount of personnel or the fire engines
And let me interrupt you, just for the date's sake, because sometimes programs are rebroadcast. We're interviewing Rick Rossovich, Ojai resident, retired Hollywood actor, and we're at December 11th. 2017, and you're talking about last week, which would have been the what day?
The 4th? I think it was the 4th.
Monday the 4th, so 5th, yeah. December 6th, 5th and 6th, you were in the throes of it, or the beginning of it.
And it took time for, you know, these fire engines are coming from everywhere. It's a wonderful response, and you have to say, you know, God bless America that we have all this kind of tradition and, you know, this culture in place where we help each other, where we are neighbors.
The Red Cross, the resources, amazing. Red Cross is really, that's what they were saying and imploring people. The people wanted to know how they could help. And
right.
They were talking about either donating time and money to the Red Cross. Well, you know, Rick, we should just do a weekly segment with you. You could
once in a while
co-host.
I could go on about permaculture next time and how we can make defensible spaces, how we can save water, how we can keep our boundaries around our homes green and kind of lush without wasting water. There's a lot we can do and a lot we need to think about. And I was watching Ojai City Council meetings because I like to do that. I did that in Ojai in Santa Barbara as well. Be kind of aware, try to connect, try to know what's going on. And it's about being a community. And I think everyone's really risen to the occasion. So
you
great
should,
for everyone.
Are you going to run for mayor of Ojai? You
I'm
really
running
should.
I want like a sub-cabinet post. If I can get rid of all the allegations currently out there right now, I'm teasing.
Maybe no. Next time you'll tell me that story about that female actress in the kissing scene, the reverse of the.
I had a lot of kissing. I had my share of kissing and nudity.
You're a big lumbering tough guy, but you're a sweetheart. You never did anything.
The nicest guy to work with, I've heard. Yes.
Yeah, and but yet someone tried to take advantage of you. Hey, we'll talk about it next time. Rick,
okay, big boy. Loved everyone. Be well. Thanks so much.
Rick Rossovich, thank you. Thank you. Rick Rossovich, Hollywood Rick, affectionately known. Big time star, you know, not Tom Cruise big time. But I got to tell you, he made a lot of movies, made a lot of money, and loved investing in real estate. So I was lucky enough to meet him. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with architect, builder, broker, developer, Trudy Carey. And we'll talk about new building trends and maybe get her take on the fire. Stay tuned. Let's see. Bye for now. Sell later.